Right, we're here in a windswept tunnel outside the St. James Theatre, and I'm with Johnny Fox London, and we've just seen Pure Imagination, which is a compilation of the songs of Leslie Bricusse. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Bricusse.
Bricusse. You say Bricusse, I say Bricusse. Now, John, this was my second compilation show I've seen at the St. James Theatre, and I actually really liked it. It was very lively and witty and funny. Did you find it as entertaining?
I have to say it's 1,000 times better than the last compilation show I saw at the St. James's, which was that awful thing about you won't succeed on Broadway if you don't have any Jews, which was kind of every kosher composer excluding Jerry Herman, who wouldn't license his stuff for such nonsense. But this is a bit of a revelation, really. I mean, it's almost as if this is the man who wrote all the music in the 60s and 70s.
And the 80s and 90s.
And a little bit of the 80s and 90s as well. And you keep thinking, oh my God, I didn't realise he wrote that. Particularly things like Can You Read My Mind? You know, the Lois Lane song from Superman, which I think is a beautiful melody and lyric anyway. But I had no idea that it came from the same man who wrote My Old Man's a Dustman. Yes. And I have to say, this was quite a celebrity-studied evening. You know, Joan Collins, Petula Clark, Una Stubbs.
Geoffrey Archer.
Oh, God, Geoffrey Archer, and a number of others. But I have to say, I never thought I would live to see Hayley Mills sing along to My Old Man's a Dustman.
So your life's complete?
My life is complete. And your life may be complete if you go to this. I mean, it doesn't really matter whether you know Leslie Bricusse's work and the musicals that he wrote, particularly with Anthony Newley, or not, because this is such a catalogue of extracted popular songs as well. Although his musicals perhaps aren't revived as often as many of his contemporaries, the songs are still being sung, and certainly you'll recognise, I would say, 60% of the show.
Absolutely, and I think some of the songs, particularly the ones he did with some of the more popular composers like Henry Mancini and John Williams, I think you're going to... You just go, oh, I know that, definitely.
No, I'm just saying, you say Mancini, I say Mancini.
Oh, that's true, yes. I've been in Italy, though, so... I'm...
Oh, right, okay, yes.
Everything's a church at the moment.
Right. But yeah,
but I digress.
Pink Panther and all that kind of stuff. And two Bond themes as well, you know, also...
I think there was three.
Were there three?
Yeah, You Only Live Twice.
Goldfinger.
And Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which was from Thunderball.
Oh, was I? I missed Thunderball. Okay, right.
But anyway, it was terrific. And actually, one thing I said to you at intermission was that, or interval as they call it in this country, sorry, that I thought that the arrangement seemed not varied enough for my liking in the first half. But in the second half, that didn't seem to matter so much. I think they played up more of the comic elements even further with the melody of James Bond songs. I thought the rendition of Goldfinger was quite witty. But I guess it's not worth aping Shirley Bassey's version, is it?
Well, it was very interesting to see it rewritten and scored for a man, particularly a man with such a sonorous voice as Dave Willetts. You don't think he apes Shirley Bassey? I bet he does at every Christmas party he's invited to.
Yes. Maybe just not on stage.
All right. No, I don't think he's been paid to do it yet.
In the privacy of his own
room. Yet. We should say that apart from Dave Willetts, the cast includes Siobhan McCarthy, who was terrific and really relishes the jazz stuff. Neil Sheehy, who you and I have seen in that thing written by Alexander Blamange at the Landor.
It's in the list anyway.
Yeah. And this is I have just lost my Julie Atherton virginity. I have loved her work for so long, but I've only ever known it on recordings, and this is the first time I've seen her live. And she is just fantastic. She is a really exemplary singer and a wonderful stage personality.
And she had, I think, the audience eating out of the palm of her hand when she was singing Can You Read My Mind, I think. We were all at the edge of our seat.
We were, definitely. And the other person who I think is really worth naming is Giles Torrera, who plays a kind of slightly distant character that they call the Joker, and that I think is a little harking back to a musical that Leslie Bricusse wrote that had a character in it called the Negro, which was a little bit
culturally insensitive.
Probably culturally insensitive for being reproduced now. But he is a kind of he's a little bit like in... It'd
be like the Everyman, isn't it?
Yes, or I was going to say, it could be the Everyman, or it could be the narrator in that thing that ran for 42 years in America and didn't run 42 years.
The Fantastics.
The Fantastics, that's right, yes. He's a bit like the narrator in The Fantastics. He's kind of producing the thing, and there are a lot of sort of mimetic gestures. But he has an incredible voice and a great stage
presence.
And I know that there is an upcoming musical that is supposed to be about the life and work of Sammy Davis Jr. And if he doesn't get auditioned for it, there's no justice.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, it'd be no justice not to see him again on the stage, I think. He's terrific comic and musical abilities. But having said that, I think that's enough gushing. It's at the St. James Theatre for the next month, I believe. Is that correct?
Something like that, yeah.
Yes, all right.